Why do people choose to have a personal trainer? If you have got a personal trainer or have ever had one, why did you choose your trainer? And why do so many people in the world now have a personal trainer? It seems normal that people go and invest money with a fitness instructor, a personal trainer, a fitness professional to help them achieve their goals. And that seems to be the number one reason that people choose a personal trainer, because they need help with achieving something. So if we then ask, why do people leave a personal trainer? Why do they cancel their sessions or cancel permanently? Could it be that they're not getting the result that they wanted, or they're not getting value for money? And it's interesting, because you'll often hear people say or tell their trainer, or you might have told your trainer, I can't train anymore because I haven't got time, or I can't afford it. And that may well be true. However, if you were getting value for money, if your trainer was giving you the exact results that you wanted, if they were genuinely interested in you, if they knew all about you and what you wanted to achieve, and they were totally focused on helping you achieve your goal, you felt like you had a personal coach who was completely committed to making sure that you achieved all of your goals on a certain date and a certain time, would you be less hesitant to cancel your sessions, or would you be more likely to try and find the money even if you thought you couldn't afford it, or invest the time because you felt like you were getting a return on both your money and your time investment? All very interesting questions, and I think very important questions to ask if you are a fitness professional currently training clients, or if you want to have clients. However, we have done some very interesting research. We put 30 people into a room who used to use a personal trainer, but they dumped them. And I can't put it any other way, because that was pretty much the language that those 30 people were using. I dumped my trainer because. Now, the first question we asked them, however, was, when you did dump your trainer, what was the reason you gave them? Very interestingly, everybody agreed they used one of the two number one reasons, or both. I don't have time anymore to train, or I don't have the money. However, when we asked those 30 people that same question that I asked you, if you were getting the results that you wanted, if you felt like your personal trainer was completely committed to you and wanted to make sure that you achieved all of your goals at a certain day, certain time, would you have dumped your trainer? And there was a resounding no. If I had a trainer that was genuinely interested in me helping me achieve my goals, and I felt like they were committed to me helping me achieve my goals, I wouldn't have dumped my trainer. So that's a really interesting thing to take note of. However, what we did ask them was then to please share with us the things about your personal trainer that were either the number one reason or a group of reasons why you dumped your trainer, why you stopped going. And we asked them to be brutally honest. It was a completely confidential environment, and we weren't going to tell their trainer, and nobody would know who their trainer was. In fact, nobody would know who they were. So I'm just going to read them out to you in no particular order as to what people wrote down were the reasons why they stopped going to their trainer. They cancelled the dollar investment that they had originally decided was well worth the money to stop going. So here you go. Number one, they lost interest in me. Inconsistent service. I never knew what to expect. The money I was paying was more important to them than the results that I wanted. Moody. My trainer was often in a bad mood. My trainer didn't know my goals. They did not know when I had achieved a goal. They over or under spotted me. They pushed me too hard, or they didn't push me hard enough. They did not ask me, or they didn't know anything about me or my family or my life in general. One gentleman said my trainer didn't even know what I did for a living. They talked too much, they did not listen, or they forgot what I told them. They often cancelled my sessions. They did not show up for a session. They didn't apologise sincerely when they just didn't rock up. They couldn't answer my questions. They couldn't give me a logical reason for why we were doing something. They looked bored. They were always late. They kept disagreeing with me or arguing with me. They offended me. I shared a personal opinion about politics or religion, my sexual choices, my eating choices, a movie or music I liked, and they disagreed with me, argued with me, or offended me about any or all of those topics. They were not prepared for my sessions. They were looking around at other people when they were training me. They're always looking in the mirror. They told me I was fat and lazy. They couldn't count. They didn't know the weight or the number of reps I'd done last session. They kept going to the toilet during my sessions. They talked to other trainers and members during my session. And then came all the personal presentation challenges, and there was a lot of those. Body odor, bad breath, dirty hair, unshaven, too much aftershave or perfume, dirty fingernails, dirty shoes, unironed clothes, poorly maintained clothes. And when we started that conversation, that was really interesting because people added that, yes, I left my trainer because they didn't care about me. And I will quote very openly that one man said in a very aggressive voice, my trainer didn't give a shit about me. So why should I pay somebody money when they don't care about me? But everybody then included that they had also had at some stage or consistently had challenges with their trainer's presentation. So they didn't always have bad breath, but sometimes they did. They didn't always smell, but sometimes they did. They didn't always have dirty shoes or unironed clothes, but sometimes they did. And it was an interesting challenge, of course, not for everybody, because some people said, I don't care if they had bad breath, I just wanted a great workout, and they stopped giving me that. But it was interesting to take note that in an environment where it was open conversation, people were very happy to be open. And as we were doing this, I was thinking to myself, I'm sure this happens in pubs and bars and social events and barbecues and around a dinner table on a regular basis in social environments where people start talking about their trainer. And I'd like to think that people say, I have a personal trainer, they're the best in the world, they give me the best results possible, they're completely professional, they do all the right things. However, I'm sure that if somebody starts a negative conversation, that it seems human nature, that people are really happy to join in with that negative. And that's what happened with this group, because we gave them the opportunity to whine, they absolutely did. And it turned out that we really needed to turn the conversation around to make sure that, yes, of course, there's going to be people like this, but in every profession there are, in every industry there are unprofessional people who dress poorly, who don't care, and who don't give you what you need. And we just need to make sure that as a fitness professional, that we don't do those things, that we do genuinely care about our clients and we want to help them achieve their goals. Now, the only way you're going to know how to do that properly is to ask. You can never assume what your client wants. You can never assume the way they want to train. You can never assume unless you ask, and then they tell you exactly what they want, which is why it's so important to know what they want, at least three reasons why they want it, not just their short-term goals, but then what are you going to achieve next? And then what do you want to achieve long-term? Make sure that you ask about their family. Now, some people may not want to tell you, but if somebody shares information with you about their family, then you need to remember that. If somebody's got a dog, you need to remember the name of the dog. If somebody's got an event coming up with their family, you need to remember that there's a big family reunion in 2 weeks' time, and you need to ask them about that when they come back to their session after that family reunion. So make sure you have a system for recording everything that happens in your sessions, so that, and you never have to remember everything about everybody. You just record everything, and then on the day of the training session, you quickly read through their notes before you train them, never thinking, oh, look, I'll remember, I always remember. As human beings, we don't remember everything. But one thing we say could offend somebody, could hurt somebody, could stop them from coming to their trainer. It could be the reason why they dump you. And please be the fitness professional that if somebody does dump you, that you don't listen to when they say, oh, Rowie, they left me because they can't afford to train with me, or they haven't got time. Make sure you send out the letter that says, please be brutally honest with me. If I've done something to hurt you or offend you, if I've lost you as a client, I will accept that and I'll apologize for whatever I've done. But I don't want to do that to my other clients. So please tell me brutally, honestly, what I did or what happened and the reason why you stopped coming, so I don't do that same thing again to somebody else. And if you're uncomfortable doing that in a phone call situation, a letter situation is fine. Make it a personally hand-addressed envelope and say, please, can you be brutally honest with me? Last but not least, I will share with you that I had one client out of the many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that I trained over my career, maybe thousands, that one lady did share with me that she stopped coming because she felt bad about herself. And that's where our psychology comes in, where it's really important that when people come to train with us, that we make them feel really special and important, regardless of the way they're living their life when they're not with us. It's very easy to be judgmental. You shouldn't be eating that, or you should be doing more exercise, or you should be drinking more water, or you should be going to bed earlier. But sometimes that makes people feel bad about themselves, so they don't want to come and get beaten up by you every week. They just want somebody who'll listen and understand. And I learned very, very quickly from that experience to be very non-judgmental of my clients. And I'll finish with that very cool story. I had a lady share with me that she was working her way through a commercial sized box of Tim Tams, and of course she didn't want to share that with me because it was very embarrassing originally. But when I asked for her brutal honest feedback, she said, "Roey, I've been eating Tim Tams, many packets of them every single day, and I learned from that experience and from that day forward that doesn't matter what my client shares with me, to have a smile on my face and appreciate them for who they are, not for what they have or haven't done. And may all of us who think we're so perfect be the first people to stand up and say, hey, I'm perfect. We really want to be accepted for who we are, and let's do that for our clients. And it might be the reason why they stay with you, because you're the one person in their life who doesn't judge them for what they do or don't do. Be the fitness professional who really makes a difference in people's lives because you genuinely care about them."